a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Source for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
And a happy Father's Day to you, Boyd. It's 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, partly cloudy, 93 degrees. KSL's top story, fighting wildfire faster. Senator Mitt Romney says the government has to find a way to improve response times at wildfires. He's pushing a bill to create a new commission. It would search for better strategies to keep small fires from becoming catastrophes. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
One issue is that there are many different agencies that own or care for land. In one case, it could be the Forestry Service. In another, it could be land management or state land. And each agency has different regulations on how to respond to fires. Senator Romney believes these different rules may slow down the response. Plus, he wants the commission to look at things like firefighting aircraft and where they should be placed to deal with big blazes across the country.
Senator Romney hopes to attach his proposal to the infrastructure bill being debated in Washington. Another community has banned personal fireworks for the holidays. The City of Holiday clamped a ban by a unanimous council vote last night. That ban on fireworks runs from now through October. Several communities banned fireworks on the Tinder Dry East Bench. So some cities ban fireworks, but others say they can't because of the way Utah law is written. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
Eagle Mountain City Council has already passed a resolution to prohibit fireworks during the summer holidays. But Sandy City's Councilman Zach Robinson tells KSL TV they just can't do it. The state fire marshal has the authority to make fireworks illegal in unincorporated areas, which it has done this year. But it's up to cities to make the decision within city limits. Still, Utah law is written in a way that spells out exactly what parts of the city can have those restrictions, like within 200 feet of waterways and trails or in dry grass-covered areas. Sandy Councilman Robinson also says the city council is looking at a ban in those high-risk areas. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Wasatch County found a way to ban fireworks, and it's a total ban for the entire county. No fireworks. Campfires are only allowed at Forest Service campgrounds in a certified pit. The state park campgrounds have also banned fires. July 4th fireworks in Wasatch County will happen on Memorial Hill. Pioneer Day fireworks in Charleston Park will happen. That's because certified pyrotechnicians are running the show. Utah isn't the only state suffering from this heat. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, heat emergencies exist in Arizona and California, and measurable amounts of rain aren't expected in many areas for months. At Folsom Lake in California, a drinking water source for millions of Californians, the lake is disappearing. Richard LeMay with California Parks can't imagine what it will look like by December.
I don't want to know. We'll probably just see a river with a small pool in front of the dam.
The heat has been deadly in Arizona, where hospital visits are spiking. President Biden announcing the nation has reached the mark of 300 million COVID vaccines administered in arms in 150 days.
That's an important milestone. That just didn't happen on its own or by chance. It took the ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments.
But the president is at risk of failing to meet his self-imposed target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. And the 94-year-old who walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital as a way to call on the federal government to make June 19th a national holiday is 2.5 miles tomorrow to mark the 2.5 years that black people in Texas were enslaved past the Emancipation Proclamation. She says she's looking forward to every step.
Walking tomorrow is going to be a joy.
Juneteenth celebrations taking place across the country tomorrow. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County is celebrating Juneteenth today. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Lift every voice.
The ceremony taking place outside the county government building today with a list of featured guests and the singing of what is considered the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Followed by an official county proclamation read by Mayor Jenny Wilson.
And whereas on Juneteenth, 1865, is considered the date when the last slaves in America were freed.
And appearances from NAACP Salt Lake Chapter President John Etta Williams and local Black Lives Matter spokesperson Lex Scott. County residents also got a chance to look at the Black History Museum bus as well. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
If you plan to drive the I-215 West Belt, we have a warning from UDOT. Brace for heavy delays because of repaving. This will be southbound between 4700 and 5400 South. So when does this happen? I-215 South is reduced to a mere two lanes, 8 o'clock tonight, right through 5 o'clock Monday morning. KSL News Time 305. Ricky, that was a traffic thing. How did I do?
And you did very well.
All right.
You're so not a traffic princess yet. But
well, adjust your tiara and let us know what's happening, okay?
Yeah, it's been a very rough ride already today. And we still have a lot of slow and go and stop and go speeds northbound on Highway 89 as you go from the Kaysville Ponds all the way up to Roy, where we had an earlier accident to the left. Also lingering delays southbound I-15 that have already set in. Murray to Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, Victoria's Secret. They fired all the angels. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.